Today is Tuesday, November the 5th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm really having trouble because, and I'll tell you why. This may sound like crap, it may sound great. I'm not really sure because I'm recording on Adobe Audition. And I haven't recorded on Adobe Audition, but I was talking to Daniel the other day when I was recording. What is it called? I was recording Throwing Down with Joe and Adam or whatever. So Daniel came on the line after we were done and he was saying, oh, you should really look at using Adobe Audition for your podcast editing because there are so many features and stuff like that. And you should really take a look at it. And I know there are, but it's so like I'm used to using Audacity. And there are so many bells and whistles in all the Adobe products, like, and the interfaces, they're pretty. I mean, the interfaces are really pretty, but there's so much, like, there's so many things. It's true with, and I'm a technical person, but I will tell you, the interfaces, until you learn them, it's like you need to go to school just to learn, like, how to use these freaking interfaces. And anyway, so I got up here and I was like, you know what, last night, I've been having trouble with a lot of wind noise or like, I don't know, some kind of background noise in my recordings for the past week. And I didn't think I changed anything. Like, I didn't really think I changed anything. But yet last night, I decided, okay, I'm going to edit Survivor's Ready in Audition, and I'm just going to use their standard, like, noise removal and their standard, you know, normalizer, you know, whatever. Their built-in plugins for that sort of thing. And so I did it, and it sounded a lot, well, I thought it sounded a lot better, and it was easier because my normal workflow is to do, I have to do something in Audacity, and then I have to export part of that, and I have to levelate it in Levelator, and then I have to pull that back in, and then I have to do some tweaking of the beginning and ending, and, you know, then I have to, anyway, I have to do all this stuff, and in this one, I literally just said, boom, here's what I want to do, and it edited it, and it was done. Like, well, I mean, it didn't edit it for me, but I mean, it was done. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try Geeky Gay, but I'm not only going to edit, I'm going to record Geeky Gay. Oh my God, just figuring out how to select the correct microphone in the track. And now I'm looking at the track, but I'm used to Audacity looking a certain way, the waveform being a certain size, so I can tell if I'm loud enough. And it's super small in Adobe Audition, so I'm going to have to figure out like how to make that bigger just so it's what I'm used to looking at. But anyway, that's what I'm trying. So if it sounds horrible or if it sounds weird or I don't know, I mean, I'm using the same microphone, but I don't know what's going to go on here. I also don't know because there's quite a bit of latency between when I say something and when I see it in Audition, because I guess Audition is such a heavyweight application. And so there you go. So I'm going to start trying to use Audition because I pay a monthly fee for Adobe products that I've been paying for the past like 5 years or something. And it's $50 a month. And I do use their media encoder to encode my podcast. But now that I'm not really doing videos, I haven't been using any of their like Adobe Premiere or any of the video stuff. And so I feel like I really haven't been getting my money's worth. So I'm like, you know what, I really should use Audition and I should learn it because it does have some nice features. It's just going to be a big learning curve to like figure out how to do it. And you can also set your ID3 tags and all that kind of stuff, which is cool. But anyway, so let's see, what was I talking about? Yesterday, I went to work and I think I had finished Sunday. So I'll just say I went to work and I had nothing really exciting going at work. I did have like my first official meeting with myself as team lead. So I spent the morning preparing slides for, I wanted to give a presentation of like, okay guys, here's what I think we should, how we should structure our team and how the meeting should go and like all this kind of stuff. And I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and create slides, you know, why not? So I created slides and I spent all morning working on that. And then I had my meeting in the afternoon and everything went great. And so that went well. And then I came home after work. I do have a confession to make. I'm really sucking at my diet, like really sucking. I don't know what's wrong with my throat right now, but I can't talk. But anyway, I'm not stopping, so I'm sorry. I may have to clear my throat again. So I've been really sucking on my diet, and I haven't even officially gone back on the diet, but I was like, okay, during the week, at the very least, I'm going to start cooking my own food, and I'm going to start using the ground turkey and chicken breast and, you know, healthier stuff. And not do a bunch of fast food. And I still have not been able to even, I have been cooking, but so I'm on my way home from work and I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm like, ooh, Taco Bell sounds good. So then I stopped at Taco Bell and I got something I had never had before. It's a beefy Frito burrito. And there's literally Fritos in the, and I love Fritos. They're so good. They're crunchy, they're corny. It was so good. And so I had one of those, and then I came home, and we did our normal, like, watching, you know, Pokemon YouTube videos and other things, you know, when we first get home from work. And I recorded the episode. And then last night I cooked. We had to go to the grocery store. So we went to the grocery store. I hate going to the grocery store. No matter what, and this is good for me, we buy our groceries at Walmart, but, and the grocery quality, I find it to be good. I mean, in the area, I'm sure there are really nasty ghetto Walmarts out there, but where I live and the fact that, you know, this is home office, this is where the main office is for Walmart, you know, all of our stores are nice, or for the most part. And so all of our groceries are nice and all of that kind of, the produce is good, all of that for the most part. But it is so busy, like all the time, no matter what time we go. And the thing about it is, you could go at 3 a.m. and sure, there are not going to be a lot of people shopping at that time, but that's the time they decide to stock the shelves. So then you go at that time and you have crates or pallets of stuff just all over the place, and you can't move around because they got all this stuff. So there is not a good time to go to Walmart. By the way, I don't think I mentioned this, but we had Chick-fil-A crispy, no, not Chick-fil-A. November 3rd, which was Sunday, is when Popeyes came back out with their chicken sandwich, and we have a brand new Popeyes that opened up like 5 minutes from where we live. So Sunday for lunch, I went there and got us both the crispy chicken sandwich. I don't think they call it crispy, but the chicken sandwich from Popeyes. And then I just had potato chips, but potato chips, Pioneer Woman, she says potato and tomato. And so anytime I say potato or potato chips, now I have to say potato. It's just a thing. Anyway, so we had those, and I will tell you, it is a really good chicken sandwich. I mean, it might be, as far as the chicken itself and how crunchy it is, the coating is so crispy and crunchy, and the chicken is moist, and it's really good. I think it's better than Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich, to be honest. Anyway, so we went to Walmart. It was very busy. It's always busy. It's good for my bottom line, but I don't like crowds, so it was horrible. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride48.com.